From inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios, I'm Tom, a recent charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. As the city of Lovington works on hiring more police officers, an item of discussion was brought up during Monday night's commission meeting on the possibility of asking Lee County to provide services from the sheriff's office for patrolling duties during the nighttime and early morning hours. Lovington Mayor David Trujillo.
And we as commissioners want to ensure public safety as well, officer safety is in check, and that is an option that we're right now looking at to assist us in the night shift.
Trujillo says that commissioners will have a better idea of the situation within the next 90 days, when a new police chief should be in place by then, and hopefully new recruits will be hired. The city of Roswell did not officially provide services from the Roswell Police Department or Fire Department during this year's Eastern New Mexico State Fair. Chavez County did have deputies on duty, and the Dexter Fire Department was on hand. The RPD and the FD did have a presence, though. Mayor Dennis Kintai explains further.
Well, we were busy. Let's just be honest with you. We have staffing concerns, and the Roswell PD was out working heavily. The folks at the leadership of the Roswell PD chose to allocate resources to handle the call that we needed to handle.
Is that the same for the fire department?
Yes. Now, the fire department actually had a booth out there. Now, they weren't able to man it all the time, but it was part of their outreach effort, kind of a little bit of a recruiting effort, too.
An eighth panel to store nuclear waste at the waste isolation pilot plant just outside of Carlsbad is now finished, with waste expected to be stored there sometime next year. Low-level nuclear waste made up of clothing materials and equipment used during nuclear activities is stored in an underground salt deposit about 2,000 feet underground. The indoor mask mandate for the state is going to be extended. That according to the governor's office. They say there are still too many COVID cases that continue to be reported every day. On Wednesday, 709 cases were reported by the Department of Health. So the mask requirements will stay in place for all individuals ages 2 and older in indoor public settings, except while eating or drinking. City officials say businesses, houses of worship, and other entities may enact stricter requirements at their discretion. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.